When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Because like, I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And welcome in. A very happy Wednesday to you. Game Time Decisions on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. A very happy Thanksgiving, pre-happy Thanksgiving, actually, as we've got festivities planned in the next 24 hours. A lot of family, a lot of food, a lot of football, as we've got three NFL games to break down for you coming up over the next couple of hours, all kicking off, of course, with a classic as Chicago and Detroit will get ready to do battle early tomorrow. And then, of course, if you're looking to plan ahead as far as when should you serve dinner and not watch the football games, that would probably be best right there with that Giants and Cowboys game. If you're looking to miss absolutely nothing of any consequence, the Giants and the Cowboys will provide you a great window of opportunity to actually talk to those relatives you don't like anyway. Because get that out of the way, because the night game between Green Bay and Miami, well, now that is a game, I think, that is going to deliver on a lot of levels as the Miami Dolphins, very much alive still in the AFC, for an opportunity to make the playoffs. They'll be visiting Lambeau Field, the frozen tundra. Only let me just get this out of the way for folks who don't know. The field is heated, so there is no more frozen tundra of any sort in any way, shape, or form. And you will hear a whole lot about how Tua hasn't won a game in sub 40 degree temperatures and yada, yada, yada. And that's all fine and dandy. But the reality is this will be like a vacation in the Bahamas for Tua, coming off of just, oh, I don't know, what was it, 7 months ago in -6 degrees in Kansas City. So it's not as if he doesn't have experience in cold weather. The wind won't be a factor. There appears to be some snow in the forecast, but again, the field is heated. It is no longer a frozen tundra of any sort. So that game, I think, could very well prove to be the big upset of the day, but we'll have much more on Turkey Day NFL action leading into what should be a big Sunday of games with put up or shut up time. And speaking of which, let's not forget, we've got plenty of rivalries that we've got to break down in college football. Why is that? Well, it's rivalry week, week 14 in college football. And anytime you can give me Ohio State and Michigan going at it, Texas, Texas A&M, Auburn, Alabama, and the Iron Bowl, I am all for it. You've got plenty of football coming up Friday and Saturday this week as we get ready, of course, for bowl season, as well as the very first 12-team college football playoff. And we did get the rankings, of course, last night, the preliminary rankings there. As you can see, not much changing in the number one and the number two spot. However, Texas locking down three, Penn State coming in at four, and of course, no longer in the number five spot is Indiana, as they ended up dropping. So Indiana has got an interesting quest here now as a one-loss Big Ten team. With the SEC blowing up last week there and being upsets across the board, including Auburn beating Texas A&M. Of course, Alabama losing outright to Oklahoma, which was a big head-scratcher. We had upsets up and down, including Ole Miss losing to a 5-5 Florida team. What does that mean? Well, it means that Indiana got a reprieve, even though they weren't even remotely in the game against Ohio State. Well, it's going to be very difficult for the committee to hold anything that Indiana has done against them and not keep them in the top 12, provided they end up winning this weekend. So they are a big favorite, but we got to figure out what happens with Tennessee, who travels to Nashville to take on a very spunky Vanderbilt team that's done a really good job of upsetting just about everyone they have played this year as an underdog. They will be a big underdog in that game. And I, for one, am looking very forward to seeing what Josh Heupel and Tennessee can bring to the table, because that is the wild card that remains in the SEC. Will we get more SEC teams? Will we get fewer SEC teams? What will the committee do? There is much still to be determined here in this Week 14 rivalry week in college football. And then, of course, we've got college basketball, and we've got plenty of it going on right now. And what a day it has been already, as many people woke up this morning trying to figure out how in the world was Kansas an underdog last night against Duke. Well, if you watch the game, boy, that line was way off. Kansas handled their business against Duke, and boy, it wasn't really even close as far as I was concerned. Duke ended up getting bested by a better, or I should say, deeper Kansas team. And they handled their business as an underdog, which was great. But as we started the day early here, boy, we got a whole bunch of different takes here. We've got a different tournament, not just Maui, but now the Atlantis tournament underway in college basketball. As you got to love Feast Week, there is nothing like Feast Week, where you get the Battle for Atlantis going on. You've got the Maui Invitational. You've got games in Vegas. You've got games in Fort Myers, Florida. You've got a little something for everybody. And then you got some surprises, and we've seen a few of them here today, as Louisville, man, did they make a statement in the opening round in that Battle for Atlantis. A absolute mauling of number 14 Indiana earlier today in Nassau. We're talking a 89-61 upset of the number 14 team in the country, the Indiana Hoosiers. Again, Louisville, not even ranked this year. Many people know that Louisville, it's a new era. It's a new head coach. They are going to have to reboot in a lot of ways. They thought they'd be a little bit more competitive, but we did not expect an 89-61 drubbing of Indiana, which is exactly what we ended up getting here today. And then, of course, the Zags, Gonzaga, who a lot of people had right up at the top of the board as far as teams go here, number one, number two in the country. Well, Gonzaga versus West Virginia, couple of mistakes late, and all of a sudden the number three Gonzaga Zags lose in overtime to West Virginia. Not something you thought you would see this early on in the season, but yep, they became the latest top five team to lose this week. And West Virginia, boy, oh boy, Coach DeVries there, who came over from Drake, brought his son, brought another top player from that organization, that program, rather, and now West Virginia, as a 14.5-point underdog, pulled off the upset by erasing a 10-point second-half deficit, forced overtime, and ended up getting it done. Javon Small with a huge game as well, posting 31 points there for West Virginia. Let the fun begin, because we're just getting started. We got tons of other games that we're going to get to here tonight, as we've got the Blue Bloods in action in these tournaments, and we'll go over it all with you as Game Time Decisions continue.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Continues here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Couple of games underway right now, and a few more slated to start throughout the night here, proving to be a very busy college hoops day here as we get ready, of course, for the NFL tomorrow, and of course, rivalry week in college football here. We've had some great games over the first couple of days this week here of these tournaments in college basketball. And again, we mentioned we watched the Kansas Jayhawks getting points last night on a neutral site game in Nevada. They ended up beating Duke outright. We watched an unranked Louisville team today absolutely blast a number 14th ranked Indiana Hoosiers team. And then we saw number 3 Gonzaga fall early today to West Virginia in another upset. So we've got already plenty of upsets to go along with. How about UConn, the defending national champs, losing not just once, but twice now in Maui? Unbelievable. Some of these events that we've seen, we saw Michigan State in Maui go from world beaters to not such world beaters. We saw Colorado end up upending teams here out in Maui that you just didn't think were possible. So it is one thing I know for sure when it comes to college basketball is you just never know what you're going to get. However, we do have currently right now in Maui, Auburn taking on Memphis, and it really has not been much of a game, especially early. Auburn with a 47-31 lead over Memphis right now, about 15 minutes to go. It was 47-31, rather, after the first. Memphis has come out and chipped into that lead, chipped into that deficit a little bit. 53-39 is what we're looking at there. We also see in Atlantis, Providence and OU are at the break. Providence up by a bucket there, 34-32. That looks like it's going to be a pretty good game there for the second half. Get ready for that. We did just see at the MGM Grand Arena in Nevada, Oregon and Dana Altman handling business, getting it done against San Diego State, 78-68. And I'm telling you now, Dana Altman and this Oregon team are going to be a force to be reckoned with this year. love, love, love Dana Altman, and I love the makeup of this team. Very tough, very physical, a lot of shooting. And not only did they handle business last night, they handled against a darn good Texas A&M Buzz Williams team, but they handled business against San Diego State, who handled Creighton with ease last night. So they move on now at the MGM. We also have a couple of other games still to come here tonight, and I'm looking forward to a few of them, especially some of these late night games. I will tell you, though, at the Suncoast Credit Arena in Fort Myers, South Carolina, up on Va Tech, we got about 12 minutes to go in that one, 15-9. I took the under in that game. Under was 140 and a half. Both of these teams, well, scoring doesn't come easily. Both ended up losing a ton from a year ago. The transfer portal hit them hard. And right now you got a South Carolina team who's hitting about 27% of their three-point shots on the season. That's not good. But Virginia Tech also finding it extremely difficult to get scoring. So what will it all mean? I think it means a pretty easy under coming up a little bit as that game just tipped off here. So we'll keep an eye on that. We did see Iowa State crush Colorado at the Maui Invitational, 99-71. I don't think anybody was shocked by that. But Tennessee also handled business against UT Martin. They were laying 38.5 points. Did they get the cover? Yes, 78-35. Tennessee ends up handling their business. All right, we got a few other games we're going to keep an eye on, including Missouri and Lindenwood. That game is coming up here in about 10 minutes. It's a game that I also bet, and I laid it now 30.5 points. But Missouri at 5-1 taking on Lindenwood. Missouri is really starting to come into their own. This is exactly the kind of game in which Missouri will win by 40 points easily. Lindenwood, not very good. Missouri going to look to take out a little bit of frustration on Lindenwood. So don't be afraid of some of these big numbers early on in the season. There are mismatches for a reason, and I do not see Missouri taking their foot off the gas under any circumstances. Creighton, we told you, lost last night to San Diego State. Well, their prize is to take on Texas A&M. That, too, is coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Creighton getting 3.5 points against Buzz Williams and Texas A&M. Of course, Kalkbrenner will be the big storyline there. That's number 21, Creighton, taking on number 20, Texas A&M. That, too, feels very much like maybe an under in that game there. We'll have to keep an eye as that gets ready to get underway. Also, in a battle of upstate New York teams, how about Syracuse getting ready to take on Cornell here? And Cornell dispatched Iona rather easily a couple of days ago. The Syracuse Orangemen, this is big brother, little brother. This game coming up at the top of next hour, Syracuse laying 8.5, and I don't know about that. We'll see what we get from this Syracuse team, but make no mistake, this is the national championship game for Cornell to beat Big Brother. That's exactly what they are looking to do. So couple that with a couple of late night games, Michigan Xavier a little bit later here today. We'll talk about Michigan State, North Carolina.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom. all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
The Maui Invitational, another game coming out of the loser side that we're going to take a look at. Much more to get to, though. Game time decision. We're just getting started on this Thanksgiving Eve.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on this Thanksgiving Eve, Wednesday, November the 27th. I'm Joe Ranieri. Appreciate you stopping by. We got a loaded slate across the sports landscape here today. We've been talking plenty of college basketball underway, some great tournaments happening, and some big-time matchups still to come here tonight. We have a loaded slate on the ice tonight, too, I believe. 15 games in total in the NHL tonight, and loaded NBA action here. Exciting stuff here, getting ready to tip off the Miami Heat taking on Charlotte a night after, boy, they let one slip away against Milwaukee last night. What a comeback by the Miami Heat, just to fall a little bit short there in overtime. Now they got to take on the Charlotte Hornets, who are rested, and Miami got a great break last night, a late-time scratch with Giannis, but boy, did they come out flat. Weren't able to get it done, but now they got to go to Charlotte. They've had great success against Charlotte over the last couple of years. We'll see if they can get one back here tonight. You also have Atlanta taking on Cleveland. Cleveland now 17-1 on the season. There were some questions as far as whether Trae Young was going to be able to go here tonight. He is nursing a calf / Achilles, but as it turns out, it appears that he is going to go in that game here tonight. The Cavs at home now laying a smooth 10 points in that one. But the Hawks are just an absolute mess. They've lost three games in a row. Each one of those games, they lost by at least 10 points. And you know the Cavs at 17-1 so far this year, they have been blowing out bad teams on a regular basis, winning by at least 10 or more points in 10 of their 17 wins. They're 8-2 against the number at home this season, and they are in great position to pick up another win and cover against the lowly Atlanta Hawks, who just can't seem to put it together. My goodness, what a terrible. They got to blow that up and start from scratch. I don't know what else to tell them. It is not working out at all for the Atlanta Hawks here. We'll see if they can get something else going. I do think a couple of other games going on here at the 7 o'clock hour. How about the Philadelphia 76ers getting ready to take on the Houston Rockets here? Now, this is all about a scheduling spot. We always say that handicapping the NBA is all about understanding the schedule. And the schedule for the Rockets is terrible. Now, the Rockets have been great. They started the season, 1-2? They are now 12-4, both straight up and against the spread since that 1-2 start. But this is a team that is coming off an overtime win on the road against the Minnesota Timberwolves last night in what was a very physical game. Then they had to hop on a plane now, and they got a hand to Philadelphia to take on a Sixers team that hasn't played a game since Sunday. And they've had two full days of rest underneath. They finally figured out how to win a game, Philadelphia, which is always great. And they have had now some time once again to put together Paul George and Joel Embiid and Maxey and see if they can't get another one here tonight. Listen, if this was all things being equal, it would be very hard to look at Philadelphia. But at this point, it's very hard to overlook this spot, even with a good team playing a bad one right now. Houston also 5-13 straight up when playing on back-to-back days under Ndoka as their head coach over the last couple of seasons. They're also 1-7 straight up when playing back-to-back games facing teams that, shall we say, are less than 500. So this is a big game here for the Philadelphia 76ers at home with an opportunity to get right against a very, very good Houston team. The spot is perfect for Philadelphia to take advantage. If you took the five and a half points, I do not blame you. So I think that's a good opportunity for Philadelphia and for you guys to back a dog here tonight. It's disgusting, but it's a bet that I think you're going to have to make. We've got Dallas also, no Luka, but Dallas refuses to go down because there is no Luka here. They're taking on the New York Knicks coming up next hour. We'll have more on that game, plus the Lakers, plus the Clippers. So much more. Come back and join us here on Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in here. Game Time Decisions on this beautiful Thanksgiving Eve here. I'm Joe Ranieri. Appreciate you stopping by as we have just all sorts of things going on across the sports landscape here, getting ready for a Thanksgiving slate of NFL games. And in addition to that, we've got college football rivalry week, great college basketball action here, tournaments all around the country, NBA full slate here tonight. And let's not forget, we do have some NHL games here. I mean, my goodness, plenty of games, 15 exactly. Nobody better to break down some of these games than our good friend George Kurtz in the house. Kurtz, happy Thanksgiving Eve to you and the family. And the NHL scheduling is wild. I mean, just absolutely wild here. You get two games last night. We get 15 games here tonight, and I'm all for it. So speaking of wild, let's talk about the Minnesota Wild taking on the Buffalo Sabres here. That game coming up top of the hour, Minnesota coming off back-to-back losses. I think, Kurtz, for maybe just the first or maybe just the second time this season here, do they bounce back in this spot against Buffalo?
I think they probably do, Joe. And by the way, happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. Enjoy your festivities over the next couple of days. I know I will, as long as I'm not choking on my turkey tomorrow watching the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. But I think with Minnesota, they lost Kaprizov in that game versus Edmonton Friday night, and he missed one game on Sunday. So I think that's a big reason why they've struggled a little bit of late here. Kaprizov might be your early contender for MVP. You know, he is playing that well here, but he is back. Came back on Monday. Didn't do anything. Make sure he needs a game to get back into it. I think he'll be back up in the flow tonight. The Sabres get back Tage Thompson. He's been out a couple of weeks here. He's their top offensive player. That's the reason. I'm going to hit the over in this game. 5.5. So give me the over. Do I like the Wild? Of course. They're the better team. Although Buffalo, I think they're 7-3 in their last 10. They are playing better hockey. They're getting better goaltender with Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, maybe my favorite name in the NHL to pronounce there. So they're not a terrible team here, but Minnesota is the better team. Give me the Wild, but I don't love it.
Buffalo just swept three California teams on that West Coast trip. And you're right, Kurt, 7 of their last 9 and 3 of their previous 7 games have gone to overtime. What am I not betting the draw in this game? Just out of curiosity, why not? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I mean, 3 out of the last 7 have gone to OT, which is kind of crazy.
It is kind of crazy, but that also lets you know how well that Lukanen's playing, because you don't get many 5-5 overtime games, right? Generally, you get 1-1, 2-2, 3-3. Those are overtime games here. But Lukanen has stabilized in net for the Sabres here. So I don't mind that play. Gutherson has been great off of Minnesota, by the way. I don't want to say a surprise, but it's taken a couple of years for him to play to this level. We've been waiting for this, and he's playing that way for Minnesota as well. Minnesota's more of a defensive team than Buffalo. Buffalo's more of even their best defenseman, Dahlin, Power, you know, a buyer, good defenseman, but they're more on the offensive side of things. They don't play, sometimes they can get into those shootouts here. That's my only worry about this, but that's also why I like the over.
So the Jim Montgomery era got off to a winning start. Usually that happens, right, with coaches getting fired, new coaches coming in. The Blues went to Madison Square Garden and just hammered the Rangers there. And now they've got to take on a New Jersey Devils team that has won 3 straight, 5 of 6, 8 of 10. Oh, yeah, and 10 of 13. So something's got to give here, Kurtz. What do you think we're getting?
Well, you know, I mean, listen, the Devils are one of the best teams in the East, especially not named Florida, right? This is a really good team. People, you may be thinking, oh, the Devils last year were terrible. Well, they had all the injuries last year. Everybody got hurt. Hischier, Hughes, Hamilton, you know, and they didn't have any goaltending. They've stabilized the goaltending with Markstrom. Even the backup, Jake Allen's a really good backup there, one of the best tandems in the NHL here. They're healthy. They're playing well. I mean, I think the Devils win the game. I'm not laying 230. That's the bottom line. I can't lay 230, and I don't feel great about it for a parlay, which everybody knows I love my parlays here, but I don't feel great about it to put it in a parlay here. Maybe take the goal line at -112. Maybe you want to take an anytime goal scorer. You know, Hischier did have the hat trick, the natural hat trick on Monday, so you maybe want to go back to the well there. I mean, Jack Hughes will be fine here. St. Louis, they get that broad smattering. You know, it could be Kyrou, it could be Buchnevich. You never know who's going to step up game in and game out. Listen, I like the Devils here. I do. I think they're going to win the game. I like the over, but I'm not laying -134 either. So this is a game where, as of right now, either you're taking the goal line, hope the Devils win by 2, or you're probably leaving it alone.
As this a for a stat for you, ready for this, Kurtz? Home favorites of $2 or more that are coming off a win, they're 20-3 this year, and they have scored 4 or more goals in 21 of those 23 games. Over, team total over, home favorites. Oh, boy, Kurtz, that's going to suck me right up into having to play the Devils team total, which I'm guessing is what, 3.5?
3.5.
It is 3.5. Well, guess what George is playing now that I just sucked him right up into that.
Yeah, all right, 2.5. You don't be on it all day.
Well, I'd even lay the extra juice here. All right, so let's talk about the Bruins and the Islanders now. We know the firing of Jim Montgomery, of course. Boy, it didn't take him long to get there. But Sacco takes over. Bruins offense, great. Gets a win there in the first game. What do we do with your Islanders, though, in this spot? Total was still, what, 5.5 in this one?
Yeah, the Islanders are almost always 5.5. You're rarely going to see anything higher than that. The Islanders don't score a lot of goals here, not on a normal night anyway here. I'm on the Bruins tonight, so let's get that out of the way. Only because you give me plus money. Give me plus money with Boston. Boston and the Islanders are pretty much the same team, right? They're, you know, Boston has better high-end players at Marchand and Pastrnak. The Islanders may be the better overall team, better goaltender there. But you're going to give me plus money with Boston. Let's go. The key for this game, by the way, is you want the Islanders to be up in the third period. All right, we're not being sarcastic here. We're not joking. The Islanders suck at holding leads in the third period. 4 of the last 5 games, they've had a lead in the third period, and they've lost. So you want the Islanders to have that lead, and then you want to hammer Boston in the third period. You'll get a great in-game number, right? Because you'll get plus, I don't know, 180, 160, whatever it might be. And the Islanders have been horrific all season long at holding third period leads here. So like I said, I'm on Boston pregame because of the plus money here. These are two pretty much even teams. I'll take my chances here. But if the Islanders are up in the third period, I'll take the bigger time plus money with Boston there as well.
So I think the Bruins were blanked in their last game, I believe. And I think over their last 3 games, when they have been blanked, that next game, they have scored a goal in the first 10 minutes in every one of them. So it's interesting, Kurtz, because the last 7 meetings between the Islanders and the Bruins, they've all gone over. They've all featured 6 goals or more, which is ironic, given the fact, to your point, that these things are always 5.5. But because of that, they've gone over a whole heck of a lot here. What are we doing with my Florida team that seems to, they can't even be, they've owned Washington and they couldn't beat Washington. They don't seem to be able to beat anybody here except Toronto. I mean, that's got to feel better for them here tonight, right? Toronto's got to be an easy win.
No Austin Matthews tonight. There were some thoughts that he might return tonight. He will not. I think he needs a couple more practices, so maybe we see him on Friday. No NHL games tomorrow on Thanksgiving. Normally, you're taking Florida, right? You're not even thinking about it. You're taking Florida here. They always beat Toronto, right? Toronto has played really, really well without Matthews. You know, maybe they're playing more of a defensive game. They're getting good, solid goaltending from Wolves and Stolarz. I know Florida is... I mean, they're slumping, right? This is a slump. We don't care about their slump. It's, you know, it's a slump. It's four games, whatever. No big deal here. Still, I can't bet against Florida. You don't want to bet the game? Don't bet the game. Leave it alone here. But if I'm not taking Toronto to win, even though I think they'll put up a fight here. But I do like Florida to bounce back out of their little slump here and sort of beat the team they always beat, which is the Toronto Maple Leafs.
5.5 is interesting, too. And who the hell are the Blue Jackets to be favored against the Montreal Canadiens at home here, Kurtz?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Didn't we just see this last week? I think Montreal won 5-1 in Montreal, though.
I think the only reason that caught me off guard too, and I took Montreal, mm-hmm. by the way. Montreal played last night. That's the only reason. Same thing with Vancouver, by the way. Pittsburgh, that's another good number that I like for Vancouver, but they both played last night. That's why we're getting a friendlier number.
All right. Stay there, Kurtz. I got some other questions for you here. We got plenty more games to talk about. Game Time Decisions continues here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on this Thanksgiving Eve. Very happy holiday to you and yours. We've got a 15-game slate in the NHL here tonight. George Kurtz stepping back in with us as we've got a few more of these to go over, Kurtz. Then we'll break down your Cowboys who are playing on Thanksgiving tomorrow. It'll be a short breakdown because absolutely nobody's going to watch it. But how about the Stars here tonight? Coming off a 6-4 loss, I believe, to Carolina. That was on Monday. They, too, looking to avoid the dreaded back-to-back losses, although it doesn't happen very often with Dallas. They've already beaten Chicago, I think, twice this season. They've also beaten them 13 of the last 16. I mean, they've covered the puck line in both times that they beat them here, and in fact, 10 of the last 13 over Chicago, they've won by more than one goal. What, just puck line? What are we doing with this one?
Either go with puck line, you want to put him in a parlay. Dallas should win the game. No Roope Hintz tonight. He's out, for those wondering. But Chicago's a bad team. You know, you took them bottom five, bottom seven team here at best. Connor Bedard is not doing much of late here. He'll be a superstar, but it's not happening this year, at least not right now. So we'll see, but... You know, Chicago's a team, maybe in a couple of years, they pick it back up again with the Blackhawks. Stars are a team for now, right? They're a team that could threaten to win the Stanley Cup. They're a good team here. Love the Stars tonight. Like, that's the one game where you can say, hey, if you're going to bet my house on who's going to win a game, I mean the Stars. Stars will beat the Blackhawks here. So, like I said, we can put them in a parlay or take the goal line.
I'm interested in one of these, a couple of late games we want to get into, but I think the Kings in Winnipeg is interesting. Hellebuck, in net for Winnipeg, and everybody has been betting Winnipeg. The problem is the line flipped. I saw Winnipeg opening up as the favorite, and now I am seeing the Kings as a slight favorite here. So interestingly enough, it doesn't appear that there's any sort of crazy, I don't see any injuries or anything like that, but what are we thinking here? Winnipeg on the road, or do you think the Kings hold serve?
I was going to double check that Hellebuck's a net. Make sure they didn't. Yeah, Hellebuck's a net. He has no worries there. Kings haven't announced their goalie yet, but we do think it's going to be Rittich here. Not that it matters. We don't really care who the Kings put in net. Last I checked, this game was actually even, 110 apiece here. So they may have changed it now. Have they? Where are we? Still 110 apiece here. So, that makes me think of Jets. Jets are the better team. But I do wonder why. Now, this is the third, I think it's the third straight game for Winnipeg in three different time zones. So maybe that's part of the reasoning here. But they have, it's not like they played three straight days. You know, they had a day off in between here. So I don't think that's a killer. But I'm on the Jets. You're gonna make it even. I'm going to have to take the Jets. They're one of the best teams in the NHL. They're a team. They're great during the regular season. I know that. I only need to know about the Jets. Can you play in the playoffs? That's what we always worry about with the Jets. I know you're going to play great during the regular season. Give me the Jets tonight.
It makes zero sense here, Kurtz. I how in the world are we a coin flip game with a Jets team that are 18-4 taking on an 11-win Kings team? Like, I don't understand. And you mentioned it. Hellebuck, this line stinks. But we were just talking about the Colorado game at home taking on the Vegas Golden Knights. This is always a fun game, right? It's the second meeting, I think, between these two teams. And it was an 8-4 drubbing, by the way, by the Golden Knights. In the, I believe it was the first game for the season for both here. I think that's what started the season. What are we thinking here, though, with this game? Because they seem to be a pretty decent favorite here.
Now, when you're thinking about Colorado, they're struggling in net. We know they can score goals. McKinnon, Rantanen. Right. They got some depth back now. Lekkonen's back. Nichushkin's back. They can score goals. They can't keep them out of their net. Defense is once again geared more towards the offensive side here. And the goaltending has sucked. All right, doesn't matter who they put in there. Gorgiev, Anunin, you know, Patrick Roy ain't coming back. He's coaching the Islanders. He ain't coming back, but they need him. I think, by the way, Joe, I think the Avalanche have to make a move for a goaltender. You know, even someone John Gibson of the Ducks. I think they would move. I think Gibson would be moved from the Ducks. He's not the goaltender he used to be, but still, he's better than what Colorado has. And Anaheim has to realize, Gibson's at the end of the rope here. Let's move him here. The Golden Knights have struggled on the road somewhat here. But still, they're the better team here. I think my favorite play tonight is the over, for obvious reasons. We just said it. Knights struggle on the road, and the Avalanche can't keep the puck out of the net. I would probably still go with the Knights to win the game. I'm getting plus money. That's the reason why. You just don't know what you're going to get with Colorado. They might win 6-2 tonight. They might lose 7-4. You just don't know. I don't know what the goaltending is going to do there, which is why my favorite play is more of the, once again, go the over here. I'm going to like a lot of anytime goal scorers in this game. Like I said, maybe you want to go. You want to go McKinnon? I'd probably go more to Rantanen. You know, he's the true goal scorer there. But I think, like I said, I think there's going to be a lot of goals in this game. I'm thinking double digits. I think it's going to be a prime game, by the way, if you're up that late, to go in game. If we don't get no goals the first 5-7 minutes, we'll get that number to come down here, and then we can hammer it in game as well.
All right. Good stuff there. 15 games on the ice here tonight. 3 games tomorrow in the NFL, Kurtz. And that middle game will feature your Dallas Cowboys taking on the New York Giants, who have announced that Drew Locke will be under center. Why? Because, well, the offensive line got Tommy Cutlets killed in that game last week. So, hey, we saw the rush that we thought we were going to get, or that we have gotten as a backup in the past. Does that continue? Or do the Giants just do what everybody else has done and just drub Dallas at home?
Dallas has not won a home game since the end of the regular season last year. I think they lost 5-6 straight here. I don't think the Giants can't drub Dallas. I think it's impossible unless Dallas just, they're all hyped up on tryptophan from the turkey. I think Dallas does win the game. I liked it a lot better when Cutlets was playing. All right, now we don't expect him to play there because I think Micah Parsons is going to make this life miserable for any Giant quarterback. That line can't block anybody. He should be in the backfield all day long here. Giant defense, though, is not bad. I think they'll keep the game somewhat close. Locke could hit some big plays. Neighbors, he was the squeaky wheel, right? I really do like his yardage. I think it was over 62.5 last time I checked here. I think he gets that. His receptions was over 6.5. That's 7 catches. I may not like that as much, but Trayvon Diggs probably not playing tomorrow, so he's going up against secondary Dallas cornerbacks.
God, that game is going to be so ugly. 37.5 is a total here, Kurtz. Is it just an under?
Got to go over. It's 37.5. I can't go under. No, I'll go over. Maybe the Giants don't show up and Dallas scores 24, 27 points. So that's all I need. I'll get the over.
Giants are on a milk carton because they didn't show up last week against Tampa either. So they might not show up in Dallas. Kurtz, enjoy the holiday. Happy Thanksgiving to you, my man. Let's cast those tickets. Game time decision news on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in here. Game time decisions on this Thanksgiving Eve. I'm Jared Arie. Appreciate you stopping by here. We got so much going on here tonight. College basketball tournaments all over the country taking shape. Auburn in the process of absolutely destroying Memphis right now in Maui. We've got some great games still coming up here. Beginning next hour, we'll dive into those. Plenty of college basketball talk. But let's not forget, we have rivalry week in college football, week 14. And of course, in addition to Ohio State taking on Michigan, we've got Texas taking on Texas A&M. So there is a ton of possibilities here as Thanksgiving approaches in college football here to decide not only what the top 12 teams are that will be playing in the very first 12-team college football playoff, but a lot of teams, the only way that they have a shot at getting in is through their conference championship. And Texas A&M, who's going to need a little bit of help since they threw up all over themselves and lost a 4-6 Auburn team last week, well, they'll have an opportunity to right the ship against Texas come this weekend. And what makes this very interesting is the fact that Texas, who we just saw coming in as the number three team in the country in the latest committee rankings, Texas loses this game, they're still in the playoff. So as you can see, that number hovering around 5.5. Listen, College Station is not an easy place to play. I don't care what, you know, who you are. Texas knows this, but Texas also knows that they don't need to win this game in order to get into the playoff. The winner of that game will play Georgia for the SEC championship. And again, Texas A&M going to need to win out in order to be able to get it done and a chance at the playoffs. But Georgia already in. Tech, and they play Georgia Tech, by the way, this week, which is going to be maybe the least the anticlimactic game of the SEC. But you can see with Georgia being a pretty decent size favorite there at 19.5 points. Yes, I don't think Georgia's going to leave anything to chance there. So the other game of interest is going to be, with really nothing at stake, is Oregon, who's already clinched a spot in the Big Ten championship. Ohio State can assure themselves a rematch with Oregon by beating Michigan. However, if that doesn't happen, there is a mess across the board here with so many different opportunities for other teams to jump in. But let's just assume that Ohio State beats Michigan. Well, Oregon is a 19.5 point favorite over Washington. And again, this game means absolutely nothing to Oregon as far as the chance at playing for a national championship in the playoffs. So Oregon, you've got to wonder, how much are they going to leave out on the table for a game in which they haven't exactly had a great string of luck against Washington over the last couple of years? In fact, Kalen DeBoer, the now Alabama head coach, who was the head coach at Washington, certainly had the number of Oregon when he was coaching there. But Oregon has already played Ohio State, has already beaten them. They already know that what's coming here. But the problem is, do we all really have the confidence that Ohio State is going to run over Michigan to the tune of what, 21 points? They're laying 21 points. If either of those teams lose, Oregon or Ohio State, that opens the door for a whole lot of other possibilities in the Big Ten, including Indiana. The ACC also interesting. SMU is already in. If Miami beats Syracuse, they're it. Clemson would get in by beating South Carolina and hoping that Syracuse beats Miami. I doubt very much that is going to happen, but anybody that has watched Mario Cristobal over the years here with Miami, you know there's always a possibility of Miami losing a game that they shouldn't. But that Clemson and South Carolina game is interesting because I'm not 100% sold that Clemson wins that game. And I am not 100% sure that South Carolina doesn't have an outside shot of getting in as a three-loss SEC team if they handle business against Clemson. So a lot still to be determined in college football. It's a huge week. It's a huge nether hour. It's coming up next here on The Grid.